When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. You just download it from your app store. You know where that is. Come on. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio, you click follow. It's that easy. Great tool to have. So use it. Take it for a test drive. It's free. If you don't like it, you just delete it, right? It's that easy. Podcast, we got you covered there. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. And smart speakers. Just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. It is coming up on 410, 85 degrees, sunny, beautiful day out there. Hopefully you have something special planned. Anybody doing anything good today? You know, Friday's usually my pizza night. I'm kind of throwing around, do I want to go out and get some wings? I don't know if I feel like pizza tonight for some reason. So let me know what you're doing. Maybe it gives me some ideas. And head out for the evening. Now, earlier today, on my Facebook page, I asked a simple question because it's actually a real question. I got 51 comments on it. I said, if you were offered 10 times the value of your home to sell, would you? Real simple question. If you were offered 10 times the value of your home, so if your home's $200,000, hey, you're going to get $2 million. Your house is worth $500,000, well, you can get a couple million dollars. So if you were offered 10 times the value of your home, would you sell? And it's a simple question. I think all 51 answers were yes, except for one. And I find it hard to believe. Some of the answers were, see ya, two times the amount would do. Yes, absolutely yes. Yes, wouldn't blink an eye. Funny story, parents bought two houses for $11,000 and $9,000. They sold one about 15 years later for $70,000. Sold the other a few years ago for over $1 million. That's some good profit there. 15 years later. Yes, I'd sell for two times the value was another one. So here we go. Not to data centers. I find it hard to believe. You're going to be offered 10 times the value of your house. You're going to say no. I understand the stance, but I find it hard to believe. Then someone else, to get out of Scranton, definitely. Where do I sign? Data centers are pulling people's card on this one. Yeah, they are. That's why I asked the question. I love my place, 5 acres, no neighbors, peace and quiet with a great view, 10 times hard to say. I agree. I'm in that same boat. I'm assessed at almost 5 times the value of my house, so yeah, you bet I would. Yes, yep. Are they doing this for data centers? Somebody answered them for me and said yes. See ya, absolutely. Yes, sold. Yes, gone. To get out of Washington State, maybe. I love my home. Washington State chiming in. Hey, good for, got some good reach there, huh? Of course, was another answer. Yes, in a heartbeat. Yes. Yes, I'm dying to get out of PA. Yeah, in a heartbeat. Yes, if only. Yes, bye, bye, bye. Oh, yes, in a heartbeat. I live in Scranton, so yes. Of course, no. Oh, I got a second no. Yes, yep, yes, yes. Yes, considering I keep getting screwed on taxes in Lackawanna County. 100%. Somebody asked to who. Certainly, yes, take it. And to who? Why would it matter? And it's a simple question. If someone came to your house and said, you know, I'm going to offer you 10 times what your house is worth, your property, whatever the assessed value of your entire, whatever the value is of your entire home, property, home, everything, 10 times the amount. I think for most anyone, that would be hard to say no to. I mean, you're talking generational wealth if you do it right. You're talking about taking care of yourself for the rest of your life and probably your kid's life as well. And it's a simple but very realistic question this day and age because it is happening. It was interesting. Probably 18 years ago, I had a doctor pull up in front of my house from, he was either from New York or New Jersey. I forget which the plate was. And he offered me probably 3.5 times what my house was worth at the time. 3.5 times. And at the time, again, had small children. This is where I decided to spend the rest of my life and raise my kids. And at the time, I said no. If he came back today, 3.5 times would be a decision. 5+ times, I would have to really think about it. It would probably lean towards yes. So think about it, because there are communities here that this has happened to. There are communities in Pennsylvania that just what I described has already happened. And the majority, I think it's 40 of the homeowners, said yes. And one is backing out, or at least thinking about backing out now. And that's what made me think of that question. Because, you know, I think in the back of our minds this day and age, again, depending on where you live, I think if you live in downtown Oliphant or downtown Scranton or something, they're not going to look to buy everybody up there. But if you're on the outskirts, if you have some land, if you're farm country, if you're wherever, it's a very real possibility because it has happened. Looking at some text messages coming in. Yes, and I'd move to where the data centers aren't. That would probably be the case, but it would be hard. I mean, it would be hard for anyone. And I understand it's easy to look and say, oh, you don't care anything about anybody. Listen, someone's offering you 10 times your value of your house. Like I said, $200,000 house, you're looking at $2 million. $2 million if done right. Let me see. $2 million with just 6% interest. So if you just invest $2 million safely at 6%, which I have some CDs which are in the fives, you're looking at $120,000 a year. $120,000 a year. So it just goes to show you how if you don't go on a spending spree, yeah, that could do you well, very well, where you don't touch the initial $202 million and just live off the interest. And now you have a nest egg to give to your next generation. That's what we call generational wealth. So Just wanted to put that out there to think about. There's this Kansas school, and it's happening more and more. New York has done the same thing, where they have purchased lockers. Now, it's a special locker cart that has room for hundreds of cell phones. They passed a law, it was HB 2299, saying that you couldn't have your device, your phone, in school. And every day, the children go up to the school, and they put their phone in a locker and take a card that's for that number. So when they go back, now I would imagine there's going to be some times where somebody loses that card. We're talking about school children here. The first things that came to me were the amount of time, and I don't care if it's 15, 20 minutes, to get everybody lined up and have their phones slotted into this. It looks like a lunch cart. It's like a probably a 3 foot by 4 foot high cart on wheels that has what looks like a vending machine slots where you put your phone in and you get this card and they lock all the phones up for the day. You figure it would have to take 15, 20 minutes to get a few hundred cell phones in there. Same thing leaving. So that's almost an hour, 40 minutes of school time that's not being used for education. That was one of the first things that came to my mind. And maybe because I'm in tune to that, because having a type 1 diabetic daughter, she lost a lot of classroom time for having to deal with her diabetic needs, going to the nurse, being tested, you know, before lunch, after lunch, before she got on the bus to come home, when she got into school, after riding the bus to school. You know, there's protocols that are put in place. And she was losing about 40 minutes a day of educational time. We timed out that. We tried to make up for it at home with some extra homeschooling. And it thankfully worked out. She's a nurse now. But that was the first thing that came to my mind, the loss, the time it would take to do this rather than what school is for, education. The other thing is, and I've also seen this before, is how do we know they're putting in their actual phone? I mean, I talk about being involved in our children's lives and phones and having passwords and all that. Well, you know, my kids were no different than anybody else's kids. They were rebellious at times. They got punished at times. I remember taking away my daughter's phone. But part of that checks and balances is I also did spot checks on my Wi-Fi. Hey, is anyone connecting to my Wi-Fi? Is anybody, are there any things I don't recognize here? And while doing that, I saw a device I didn't recognize. It turned out to be my daughter's old cell phone that obviously didn't have cell service, but while in the house, she could connect it to the Wi-Fi and use it and use her same, pretty much the same features. I mean, if your phone's connected to Wi-Fi, you can even make, you know, with Apple, you're making FaceTime or iMessage text messages and calls, but you can get into any other devices and systems too. So that also got me thinking there. How do we know these kids are putting in a working phone, a phone that's actually theirs, or an older phone, and keeping the other phone? I mean, you're not searching these kids. So is there a difference? Because I think these special lockers are $150,000 a piece. Well, each school district has spent $150,000. So I would imagine that's divided through some schools. But it's this school district has spent $150,000 on special lockers for students, slots for their cell phones. How is that any different than just telling the children, it's against the rules to have your phone out? If we see it, it's going to get taken. If we see it, you're going to be punished. Because you can't guarantee that they're giving you their working phone to begin with. You don't know if they have another phone on them. So does it really solve anything except for spending taxpayer dollar, wasting 40 minutes to an hour of school education time, rather than just saying, hey, the law passed that you can't have a cell phone, out. Let's save the taxpayer money and let's enforce the rules. And the rules need to be strictly enforced, I get that. But it's not like you're guaranteeing by putting this phone in a slot that you're actually taking their phone away from them. You could be taking a decoy, you could be taking an old phone, a non-working phone. And again, all by taking 40 minutes away from the education time, which is the most important. So I like not having cell phones in school. I think it's a great idea. I think it should be expanded to more places. But is going to that extent really for the benefit of everyone, including the taxpayer, the students, and everyone else? I don't know. It's 4:22 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 426, 84 degrees. Looks a little cloudy outside now. Hopefully it's just a passing fluffy cloud because we need our Friday. What does everybody do tonight? Text in. Let me know what your plans are. If you have any at all, you're just going to kick back. You're going out somewhere. You're going out to eat. I'm still throwing around. Do I want to do something or not? Normally, I just like going home on a Friday, kicking back, having some homemade pizza. And listen, I'm in bed lights out by 10 o'clock, regardless of weekday, weekend. It doesn't matter anymore. Probably have to do. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Got to get my chores done. Grass hasn't been cut in a while. So hopefully I can get all that done. The missus was doing some yard work today. She was off trimming some bushes and doing her thing. She likes that. She, years ago, was a Penn State master gardener. It's like her little hobby. She likes that sort of thing. You know, have everything nice. And I don't mind cutting the grass. I mean, I got about 5 acres to cut. I got 5 acres total. I got about 4 acres to cut. And I don't not like it. You know, as long as everything works fine, I don't run into any headaches and no issues. It's kind of therapeutic, to be honest with you. And it's interesting because I had a ride on with a 60-inch deck, which is a big deck, and it would take me 4.5 hours. I got one of those zero-turn commercial, which I think only has a 54-inch deck, and it takes me 2 hours. Just goes to show how convenient those zero turns are. In how faster and the turn radius works that much better. Great machine. That, again, I enjoy. So hopefully I can get that done tomorrow, and then the rest of the day is ours. Maybe have a fire. It'd be a nice night for a fire. Maybe the hot tub. We don't know. But let me know what you're going to do. Again, I'm looking for plans tonight. It's normally the homemade pizza night. I was kind of like, maybe I feel like wings. Do I want some wings? Do I want to go up to, there's a bunch of places for wings. So maybe you'll see me at your favorite wing place tonight. I don't know. We'll see. But earlier today, we were talking about Luigi Mangione pled guilty to his federal stalking charges. And yeah, I was as confused as you when I saw stalking charges. The guy cold blood murdered somebody. Stalking is one of the charges. But I guess the federal stalking charge incorporates murder into it, and it carries life in prison. He wanted to avoid the death penalty, which was on the table under federal law. So that was his plea, and he made it today. And that's an effort to possibly avoid, through double jeopardy, the state murder two charges that he, I guess, is facing next month. Now, he's not being sentenced till December, I believe, on the federal charges, but his attorneys will no doubt, and from what I understand, his attorneys did a pretty good job. But hopefully he spends life in prison without parole, and we never hear from him or see him again. That being said, I'm kind of indifferent if he gets held on the state charges or not, if he's already spending life in prison, as long as there's no chance of him getting out. If not, let the state charges commence. But he did plead guilty today, and again, sentencing for the federal charges will be in December, but next month, and we will see motions from his attorney because they're already talking about trying to have those charges dismissed under double jeopardy. But I've seen both legal experts say two different things, say that it's a long shot to get thrown out because murder two is different than the federal stalking charge that he got. They're not the same charge, so they can say that. And others say that, it's kind of one and the same, so a judge may be sympathetic since he's already spending life in prison. But I guess we'll see. What really got me is the fan club that this guy's got outside. It's just dumbfounding how people can be that crazy. I mean, let's be honest, be that crazy. Also yesterday, before we go to the news with Paul Michaels, is I broke the news that yesterday that the World War II Memorial was defaced, graffitied, and vandalized yesterday. A U.S. attorney, Jeanine Pirro, announced today that a woman was arrested for that, and she is facing 10 years in prison. I posted the pictures of that woman. And I've seen the comments. It's always the crazy white women, isn't it? It always is for some reason. Well, at least they caught that person and they're being held responsible. Again, facing a penalty of up to 10 years in jail. Now, as federal charges, because it is a federal monument, thankfully, not the local court in D.C., because we all know this, how that will go. So hopefully justice prevails. It's coming up on 3:32 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Show honoring our heroes.
We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM. And it's the point of the show where we honor our heroes each and every day at this time that made the ultimate sacrifice throughout the Commonwealth, throughout history, on this day, August 14th, in law enforcement. And that's brought to you by the Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office and District Attorney Brian Gallagher, because they know firsthand what our men and women in uniform sacrifice each and every day and stand behind that never forget mantra of those who made that ultimate sacrifice. Today we have one, Private John J. Broski, Pennsylvania Motor Police in Pennsylvania, 1937. Private John Broski was shot and killed while interviewing a witness in a murder case he was investigating. He was performing the interview in a restaurant near Wilkes-Barre. While inside, two armed men entered and attempted to rob the place. As Private Broski complied with their orders to raise his hands, he was shot in the back with a sawed-off shotgun. He succumbed to his wounds the following day. The two suspects were captured in Philadelphia 10 days later. They were convicted of the murder and sentenced to life in prison on October 5th, 1937. One of the suspects escaped from the Eastern Penitentiary on October 27th, 1943. 11 days later, he was shot and killed by troopers in Chester, Pennsylvania. Private Broski was with the agency for almost 20 years. He was survived by his wife and three children. And that's our one for today. I did just see that the acting Secretary of Defense put out a
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Statement, if I could find it. There we go. On the USS Abraham Lincoln, and this was just posted 58 minutes ago, and this is from a statement from Acting Secretary of Defense Secretary of the Navy, Hung Cao. The USS Abraham Lincoln crushed their deployment and will return home soon as part of the planned rotation. Details will come, but let me be clear, the safety and security of our sailors and Marines always comes first. Mission accomplished, troop welfare. This is how we lead. The Lincoln was extended because the mission demanded it. Deployments are hard. Combat operations make them harder. War is hell, and normal routines are disrupted. One of the hardest aspects about war fighting beyond knowingly placing our service members in harm's way is that even with the best planning and communication, change and uncertainty will always be in play. Our success depends on how we adapt. Sailors and Marines are expected to dig deep, and they always do. A leader's responsibility is to take care of their people and the best they can, at the best they can, while balancing mission requirements. During this deployment, we have seen both. The job is getting done, and our leaders are taking care of their people. Unfortunately, the media are trying to paint our warriors as victims. Not only is that dishonest, but it takes away the focus on the enemy and the threat it poses against our nation, people, and way of life. Here's the truth. 266 days deployed, 200 days in a combat zone, 10,000-plus sorties, 1.5 million pounds of ordnances dropped, and retention rates on the Abraham Lincoln are almost the highest of all carriers. It is also true a small number of mental health cases were treated with no loss of life. Meal plans were adjusted when fresh supply was unavailable without a single meal being missed. Calls home were limited when the operational threat was too high. There is no question our young men and women have been pushed to their limits, but they have never broken. They are rightly tired, but have never been out of the fight. However, it is clear, knowing the whole story, our force and their families are not victims. They are the epitome of the American strength and resilience. So when the USS Abraham Lincoln pulls into their pier, join me and stand proudly with a grateful heart and give the sailors and Marines a hero's welcome they deserve. Semper Fi and Huya, Acting Secretary of the Navy, Hung Cao. So that was a statement just put out by the Acting Secretary, who is an outstanding person. I've met him several times. I've spoke to him. I have very good friends in common with the Acting Secretary, and he's a phenomenal leader, an EOD technician. Again, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have Captain Kevin Miller, who is the skipper of the Gunslingers, VFA 105 Gunslingers, multiple deployments, decades of experience, and he's going to talk to us in the 5 o'clock hour here. It is 4:42. Let me tell you about our friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, if you are a veteran, if you are active duty military, if you are a first responder, you have a new installation discount from our friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. They realize the service and sacrifice those protecting our nation and our communities make, and they want to make your life just a little bit more comfortable. And that's how I describe my Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, just pure comfort. It's the Swiss Army knife of HVAC. It does heating, cooling, dehumidification, and the fan. which my wife fell in love with during allergy season because it puts it through a filter without having the windows open, creating pollen or stirring that dust. It cleans the dust from your rooms. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, so I'm confident, and you could be confident as well, that it's installed right to the manufacturer's specifications. And to the dozens of listeners that have gotten this Mitsubishi electric heat pump system and text me each and every day how great theirs is, thank you for taking my word for it. Now you know for yourself how great the system is. So if you're looking to upgrade or if you're looking to get something new that works, check out our friends at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Or give them a call at 570-333-COOL for any and all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Today in history.
Time for Today in History. Because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been on this day? August 14th. See what we got. 1795. Washington signs the Jay Treaty. President George Washington signed the Jay Treaty with Great Britain. On August 14th, 1795, the agreement attempted to settle lingering disputes from the Revolutionary War, including British forts still occupying territory in the Northwest and American trade restrictions. It was deeply controversial and helped fuel the emerging political divide between Federalists and Democrat Republicans. 1848, the Oregon Treaty was created. Congress established the Oregon Territory, not treaty, on August 14th, 1848. It originally encompassed a huge area of the Pacific Northwest, including present-day Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and portions of Montana and Wyoming. 1935, Social Security becomes law. On this day in 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act. It created a federal old age pension system and an unemployment insurance framework that became one of the most consequential domestic programs in American history. 1936, America's last public execution. Rainey Bethea was publicly hanged in Owensboro, Kentucky. On August 4th, 1936, estimated 20,000 people gathered, making it the last public execution conducted in the United States. 1941, Roosevelt and Churchill issued the Atlantic Charter. FDR and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill announced the Atlantic Charter, establishing principles they envisioned for the post-war international order, including self-determination, freer trade, and opposition to territorial aggression. 1945, on this day, Japan's surrender is announced. President Harry S. Truman announced that Japan had accepted the Allied demand for unconditional surrender. The announcement came after the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the Soviet declaration of war against Japan. The news triggered enormous celebrations across America. VJ Day was officially celebrated in the United States on August 15th because of the time difference. But Truman announcement occurred on the evening of August 14th in Washington. 1947, Pakistan becomes independent. Pakistan Independence Day became independent from British rule on August 14th, 1947 during the partition of British India. 1973, U.S. bombing of Cambodia ends. United States conducted a final combat bombing mission over Cambodia, bringing the end to years of American bombing during the Vietnam-era conflict. 1971, Bob Gibson throws a no-hitter against Pittsburgh. The St. Louis Cardinals pitching legend Bob Gibson threw the first and only no-hitter of his major league career, defeating Pittsburgh Pirates 11-0 at Busch Memorial Stadium. Gibson struck out 10 Pirates. Hope EJ's not out there. He's losing his mind. 1985, Michael Jackson buys Beatles publishing rights. On this day, 1985, Michael Jackson purchased ATV Music's catalog, containing a vast majority of the Beatles' songwriting catalog and approximately $47 million. Paul McCartney had reportedly encouraged Jackson to invest in music publishing. The purchase eventually became part of the complicated financial relationship between Jackson, the Beatles catalog, and Sony. Some Pennsylvania history on this day. Whiskey rebels meet Parkinson's Ferry in Washington County. Approximately 226 representatives of the six western Pennsylvania counties involved in the Whiskey Rebellion gathered in Parkinson Ferry in Washington County. The meeting was an important attempt to decide whether the resistance to the federal whiskey excise tax would continue. Among the participants was Albert Gallatin, the future U.S. Treasury Secretary. Gallatin argued for moderation and negotiation rather than armed resistance. 1794, Western Pennsylvania becomes the center of Washington's first federal military crisis in that Whiskey Rebellion. 1866, the National Union Convention opens in Philadelphia. Delegates assembled in Philadelphia for the National Union Convention, which ran from August 14th to the 16th. The convention was largely an effort by supporters of President Andrew Johnson to build political support for his approach to Reconstruction after the Civil War. It became a major political confrontation between Johnson supporters and Republicans who favored a more tougher Reconstruction policy toward the former Confederacy. Philadelphia is still one of the nation's most important political and commercial convention centers. The city becomes the stage for one of the major political battles of the post-Civil War era. 1897, the miners' strike begins in Hazleton and Latimer region. Labor dispute involving young mule drivers and miners in the Honeybrook Division of the Lehigh and Wilkes-Barre Coal Company near Hazleton in Luzerne County escalated into a broader strike. The immediate dispute involved working conditions, wages, and consolidation of mule stables, which forced young mule drivers to travel further to get to their animals without additional compensation. Within days, the strike had been expanded dramatically, with nearly 2,000 workers involved by August 16th. This was the beginning of the chain of events that would culminate in the Latimer Massacre on September 10th of 1897, when Luzerne County Sheriff deputies killed striking immigrant miners. And Philadelphia-born physician Rebecca J. Cole died 1922 on this day. Cole was born in Philadelphia in 1846, became the second African-American woman to earn a medical degree in the United States. She graduated from the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania in 1867, later worked with black communities in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. She also became associated with the Female Medical College Infirmary for Women and Children and spent much of her career providing medical care to underserved patients. And that's our Today's in History on this day. It's 4:54 here at WILK. We'll be back. That's it. A little Friday music there on this Friday, August 14th, 2026. Weekend is here. Come on. If you're getting close to, well, it's really close to 5 o'clock if that's when your day ends. And the rest of the weekend is yours. Hopefully you take a break. I'm ready for a deep breath this weekend. Still haven't decided what I want to do tonight. Maybe I head out. Again, haven't heard from anybody out there. What are you doing? Anybody doing anything? Well, in New York City, the teachers union boss is fighting with who they endorsed for mayor. He calls out Mayor Bandani amid an embarrassing New York City school reading scores. Yeah, I guess that honeymoon's over, huh? The boss of the influential teachers union in New York City called out Mayor Zoran Mamdani's administration's literacy initiative after more than half the city's public school kids failed their reading proficiency exams. Union Federation of Teacher President Mike Mulgrew took aim at the New York City Reads program after the embarrassing showing by students in grades 3 through 5 on their state English language arts exam, revealing a rift with the labor group and the Democrat socialist mayor 8 months into his term. The public salvo also comes when Mamdani weighs whether to sign or veto legislation to boost the pay of thousands of paraprofessionals, a promise he explicitly made at a press conference last year when the UFT endorsed him on his run for mayor. Interesting that this dispute went public before he actually signed or vetoed that legislation. The Department of Education needs to make sure each school has a clear instructional plan, Mulgrew said, of the New York City Reads phase-in. That means streamlining what schools are doing, making sure programs align, and eliminating unnecessary paperwork and assessments, Mulgrew said. We're not going to support it if they want to implement it the way they did this past school year. City public schools in grades 3 through 8 saw a 6% drop in their English language arts score from last year, with just about half overall rating proficient. The mandated New York City Reads program started under former Mayor Eric Adams, another idiot, and was extended this year by Mamdani and his point man in the city education department, schools chancellor, Kamar Samuels. He ran against Eric Adams. He ran to do things different, but yet he carries over his policies because they have no experience in this. You really have to pay attention who you elect to these offices, all elected offices. They could be a good guy or girl. It does not matter. If they don't have the skill set to do the job, they shouldn't be there. 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.